vachitaura pamusangano waitwa kuHarare Agricultural.
Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngomvulo mhlaka 28 kuNcwabakazi 2023 ngoGibbs Dube. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje kuyaxokozela eZimbabwe kulandela impumelo yokhetho ecotozwa ngabanengi loba isekelwa ngumongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa lebandla lakhe. Abamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo kwele Botswana sebelobele inhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community besithi kumele kubizwe umhlangano wesiphangiphangi we-Extraordinary Summit kukhulunywe ngempumela yokhetho lweZimbabwe. Kulengcwethi ezicubungula ezombuzazwe lamagqwetha abazimeleyo abathi kumele ibandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change liphanyeke udaba lwempumela yokhetho emthethwandaba ngesiphangiphangi. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Abamabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo kwele Botswana sebelobele inhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Community besithi kumele kubizwe umhlangano wesiphangiphangi we-Extraordinary Summit kukhulunywe ngempumela yokhetho leZimbabwe okunqobe uMnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Intethele zindaba ye-Studio 7 umqondisi Dube usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHaberon kwele Botswana.
Abamabandla aphikisayo angaphansi komayano we-Umbrella for Democratic Change balobele uMnumzana Elias Makhosi unobhala jikelelwe SADC besithi kumele kulungisiswe udaba lokhetho eZimbabwe. Umkhokheli webandla le-UDC kuphalamende uMnumzana Dithapelo Kiorapetsi uthi kuqakathekile kakhulu ukuba i-SADC yenze umhlangano lo.
We call on SADC to convene an emergency summit.
Sithi akube lo mhlangano ngesiphangiphangi ozakelwa inkokheli yamazwe awe-SADC ukuze kukhulunyiswane phezu kodaba lweZimbabwe kukhetho olube yinhlekisa ngamafitshane kade kungela khetho.
UKiorapetsi uthi umhlangano lo kumele uthaphe imbono kazulu kweleZimbabwe ukuze kutholakale indlela yokuya phambili.
The summit should accordingly engage Zimbabwe civil.
Umhlangano we-SADC kumele ube lenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo kodwa kanye labezombusazwe kukhangele ukuthi kuqhushwe olunye ukhetho olutsha oluzabe lulandela imithetho yokubumba ukhetho oluqondileyo.
Kodwa ibandla eliphikisayo kwele Zambia le-Socialist Party lithi alihambelani lombono wamabandla akwele Botswana. Umsekeli kanobhala jikelele we-Socialist Party uMnumzana Antonio Manza ekhuluma lomsakazo lo uthe bayamukela ukukhethwa kukamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa.
And we find it very strange that an opposition political party in another country would want to push an agenda to fight the outcome.
Thina sithi isadlakika ingakutshayi ndiva lokhu okucelwa ngamabandla aphikisayo kwele Botswana. Siyazi ukuthi amazwe angentshonalanga kade efuna ukuthi kube lotshintsho kurhulumente weZimbabwe.
Abacubungula ezombusazwe bathi kababoni ukuthi umanyano we-SADC uzathatha inyathela bani noma nje iqula lenhlanganiso leli khombe ukuthi ukhethwe eZimbabwe belungakhululekanga. Enye yalezi ncwethi ezimeleyo nguMnumzana Zenzo Moyo.
Ngokubona kwami ngicabanga ukuthi i-report noma ngithi mina i-final report ye-observation yabo izabe isingathi ithe toned down a bit, ingafani ngamashela leyo ebhalwe i-preliminary report. Ngicabanga ukuthi kulamanye amagama abazawatshintsha bawasebenzise angathi alobu diplomacy phakathi, izatshintsha kancane okuzakwenza ama-heads of state bangayiboni ngendlela leyo abantu abacabanga ukuthi bazoyibona ngakhona.
Iqula labahlole ukhetho lweZimbabwe bengaphansi komyalo we-SADC abelikhokhelwa nguMnumzana Nevas Mumba wakele Zambia lichothoze indlela oluqhutshwe ngayo. Bathe lwephule isisekelo sombuso weZimbabwe njalo leziqondiso zokuqhuba ukhetho emazweni akuzansi kwezwekazi le-Africa. IZimbabwe Electoral Commission ithe uMnangagwa uthole amavoti aphezu kwengxenye ekhulwini, i-52%, kwathi uMnumzana Nelson Chamisa oyibandla le-Citizen Coalition for Change wathola ayisilinganiso sowamashumi amane lane ekhulwini, i-44%. Mnangagwa utshele intatheli zindaba eHarare ngesonto ukuthi uyajabula kakhulu ukuthi ukhethiwe njalo wagcizelela ukuthi ukhetho belukhululekile okumangalisayo, kodwa uChamisa uthi kaluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo. Ngingumqondisi Dube wendaba ze-Studio 7 ngisabron kwele Botswana.
Kule ncwadi yesicubungulayo zombusazwe lamagqwetha azimeleyo athi Kumele ibandla le Citizens Coalition for Change liphanyike udaba lwempumela yokhetho emthethwandaba ngesiphangiphangi ukuze kwazakale ingqubekela phambili. Kodwa ibandla leZANU-PF lithi akulabo bufakazi obuveza ukuthi ukhetho lolu aluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo. Kubika uMlondolozi Zindlovu.
Igqwetha elizimeleyo uMnumzana Thedas Ncube uthi ibandla eliphikisayo kumele liphanyeke udaba lolu emthethwandaba ngokushesha.
Abamabandla aphikisayo nxa bengavumelani lempumelo yokhetho amadala akhona, amadala ayenzelwa khonoko. Kodwa nxa behamba emadale behambe bele case, ngoba bengahamba bengela case bengela lobufakazi bakhonoko abathi yikho kwenza impumelo yokhetho bengayivumi, bazadliwa. Ngesilungu kuthiwa he who alleges must prove.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngelinye igqwetha uMnumzana Kudakwashi Ndebele, yena othi kumele baye emthethwandaba becele uZulu ukhetho luphindwe.
Vele into esikisele ngani kuthiwa bayavuma kubuyele kuri-Iran kuphela kube ngama-presidential election, presidential kuphela nje, kungabi nabo-MP nabo-councilor. Kubonakala ophumayo ukuthi ngubani phakathi kwabo bobabili labo, kuphela nje mathupha, ngoba hayi singafuna ukuya e-court isikhathi futhi ilizwe lokhu liyabe lingakabuyeli, liyabe lokhu libuyele emuva.
UMnumzana Joyce Ngwenya, ingcweti ecubulula ezombusazwe ezimele, uthi kulobufakazi obuningi obuveza ukuba ukhetho lolu kaluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo.
Umumo lomkhathi wezombusazwe kukakhulu mayelana lokhetho olusanda kwedlula kawumanga kuhle lapha eZimbabwe. Ye, abasekeli bomnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa bathi umongameli wabo unqobile. Kolunye uhlangothi abasekeli bebandla eliphikisayo elikamnumzana uNelson Chamisa bayala. Kukhanya njengoba yena uChamisa esekelwa yi-SADC, i-EU le-AU, sekuqonde khona emadaleni ukuze kuguqulwe impumelelo yokhetho.
Umnumzana Ashley Funye, ingcweti kwezombusazwe ezimeleyo, uthi kumele ibandla le-CCC lithole ubufakazi obuqotho kwinhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Committee. Kodwa ilunga le-ZANU-PF uMnumzana Mabutho Moyo uthi akunabufakazi obuveza ukuthi ukhetho kaluqhutshwanga kahle.
Hayi, lokho vele kuyize. Ngabantu nje abaphombuzama ukubambelela etshanini, akulanto ekhona, into abayikhulumayo ayilale evidence. Lokho lesithi imali ama V11 abalawo, kodwa bebethuba lokuthi bebe lama polling agents kuma stations wonke eZimbabwe. Nxa bezehlulekile, hayi lakho abakwenzayo ukupepetsha nje okungayindawo. Indaba bengathi barigiwe kobulawayo lapha abawine khona ama council lama member of parliament wonke. Angezwa yena oyedwa owinileyo ekhethweni lakobulawayo othi election leyo irigiwe.
UMnumzana Promise Mkhwananzi, isikhulumeli se-CCC, uya kuphikisa lokhu.
Kabekezele, kodwa sonke sibekwazi ukuthi asisaphindi sibuyele kuZimbabwe desikiyo before the 23rd of August 2023. Lapho esiya khona sesiya phambili, akusoze kuphinde kufana nelizwe lazi, ngisoze to never be the same again after the 23rd of August. Ngenxa yokuthi uMnangagwa kawina.
Enye njalo ingcwethi kwezombusazwe uMnumzana Nkosana Dlamini uthi kusobala ukuba akulalutho oluzaphuma emthethwandaba, ngakho ke abantu kabatshengisele emgwaqweni besola okwenziwa ikhomishini ebona ngokuqhutshwa kokhetho eZimbabwe Electoral Commission.
Ukutshengisela ezitaladeni isona siqokoqela okwamanje, yilo icebo okwamanje.
Umanyalo we-MTC Alliance owakhokhelwa nguMnumzana Nelson Chamisa waphanyeka impumela yokhetho emthethwandaba ngomnyaka ka-2018. Idale Constitutional Court lathi uMnangagwa nguye owanqoba kukhetho. Ngimele i-27 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Silokhu sikudaba olufanayo, ibandla le-United Zimbabwe Alliance elikhokhelwa ngunkosikazi Elizabeth Valario oncintise kukhetho lokudinga umongameli lithi ukhetho lolu belungakhululekanga, ngakho alusoze libe lethemba lempumelo yalo. Ukhetho lolu lusolwe ngamanye amabandla ezombusazwe kuqela le-CCC, le-MDCT nanxa eleZANU-PF lisithi belukhululekile. Asizweni umbono kaMnumzana Chilumbu Mudenda olilunga leMthokazi Republic Party ephatheke kulolu khetho.
UChamisa akathesi ukuthi ulama V11 forms to produce as evidence ukuthi warigwa. There is nothing of that nature. What happened ukuthi iZANU-PF rigged the delimitation. registration process and other electoral process. So wonke lokho akula evidence ngama irregularities, that's those are technical issues. So it's a wastage of time, especially given kubantu bemathebelele abavotele iTCC benikwe hope ukuthi bazayikhiphi izalo PF kuda kade suza we record, but the outcome remains the same. What is needed ukuthi ngesikhathi uDouglas Monzora ehambisa i application yakhe court to nullify i proclamation ya date ya election, the CC was found supporting izalo PF on the other hand, the city ama election should not be cancelled. It's unconstitutional.
Ulobufakazi bani obokuthi ibandla leCCC alila mavi 11 lokuye emthethwandaba kusoze kuphathise?
Ulobufakazi would have displayed ama V11 forms lawana ivele ku media akulandaba, and we ufakazi ukuthi kwezinye indawo you didn't see with ama candidate why ngela ama agents, where is he going to get those V11 forms evidence?
Kayisilo lodwa ibandla leCCC elitsho njalo. Sibonile inhlanganiso zomhlaba leza kuzwekazi leAfrika zisithi hayi ukhetho lolu aluqhutshwanga ngemfanelo.
Mina engivumelana lakho ukuthi ukhetho vele olweZimbabwe aluzake lube free and fair. But the opposition was not supposed to wait for our observers to come and determine what the delimitation process was flawed. The opposition would have led the process, you advocate, no, we cannot get into this election because of these flawed processes.
Njengoba sokwenzakele kuyini abangakwenza kathesi?
Ama MPs nqazi ukuthi bona baqinisile ukuthi ukhetho aluzange lwambe kule bengahambe eParliament. They must be in solidarity with the masses. Sase sonke beyijiza ngeF ukuthi i-political action yefunakala. Last time in 2013 uTsvangirai walwa bacela uJamisa laba ukuthi no lingasaye eParliament njengoba izani ichonjile ukhetho. But ungaqali sina siyahamba. It's our constitutional right. So within the opposition that some now they are being delayed ukuthi bebe ku-inauguration. Is wasting our time. Tried to boycott the parliament, but they denounced that. So that's the same scenario.
Njengebandla leMthwakazi Republic Party lina lithini ngalokho okwenzakele lalabo abanye benu abancintisileyo abanganqobanga? Sibonile kodwa lezaphuleni elisile ukuthatha nje isihlalo esisodwa.
Second genocide kuregion emathebeleleni ebangelwa ngama-opposition parties angakhulumi iqiniso. Belokhu beqhila abantu bakithi from 2000 besithi sizayikhipha izandla, bebuye bekhulume ngendaba zegugrawundi nxa besemathebeleleni, nxa bengibo ngala bakhulume ngendaba yegugrawundi. Yibo kathesi abarobhiweyo abantu bemathebeleleni. Emashonaland they voted for ZANU-PF. Sasibatshela ukuthi abantu labeli ba-trustayo kwabasozi beli-center, only what you are doing is to help their representatives, their bootlickers abasemathebeleleni ababayengayo ukuthi voteni size ngama-MPs behambe besiyatshontsha ema-council. Self-determination agenda is the only sole solution to the predicaments, to the situation pervading our cities as the people of Matabeleland. Ngebandla kuphela elikhokhelwa umqondisi Moyo, yilo kuphela elive revolutionary agenda that is orchestrated to restore what belongs to us. Lokho kwamabandla awemphumalanga is the wastage of time. Ye abasivotelanga, but we don't blame them again because of the confusion. Abalaba abafuna ukutshontsha izimali ema-councilini yibo abarobha abantu bakithi.
Kodwa ubona ingani ibandla le-MRP kuningi elingakuguqula ngokuba sephalamende nakumakhansili kuphela?
We are equipped by the constitutional provision of devolution of power. Siyabe silamandla okucontrola izigaba zethu without the interference of the central government. So nxa sikuma-councils will be determining everything. Sesikwazi ukuthi if we have got a hotel in Victoria Falls, that hotel must employ abantu bona fide abantu be-Victoria Falls, abantu be-Wange 7906. Ongayenzi konokho ihotela leyo kayithuthi ihambe eHarare. We have got the right to revoke ama operators license to any company area operator within our area of jurisdiction. So sikuma councils and iParliament already sesidivisile this.
Lo ngumnumzana Thilumbu Mudenda olilunga leMthwakazi Republic Party obexoxa ecingweni lo sithandekile Mhlanga weStudio 7 eseBhinga. Abesifazana abangamajumi ayisikhombisa 70 bancintise kukhetho oluqhutshwe kuviki edluleyo kuzihlalo ezilikhulu lamajumi amabili 120 kwanqoba abangamajumi amabili lane 24. Njalo wesifazana oyedwa obekukhetho lokudinga umongameli welizwe unkosikazi Elizabeth Valario kanqobanga. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usethulela lolu daba.
Umhlaba jikelele lezi zilwane zakuleli zikhathazekile ngenani eliphansi labesifazana abenelise ukunqoba kukhetho uma kuqathaniswa lokhetho oludlule luka 2018. Isakhamusa kobulawa inkosazana Bekezela Mguni uthi ukhathazekile ngenani eliphansi elingene kukhetho.
Siqeda ukudlula ekhethweni mhla ka 23 August 2023 and nxa sikhangela njengenhlanganiso esebenza nabantu abangomama inani labantu abangomama abangenele lolu khetho beluphansi kakhulu ngezizathu ezishiyeneyo kodwa esokuqala esikhangelwayo isizathu senomination fee imali okumele kumele uyibhadale ukuze ungenele ukuba ngu-MP kumbe ukuba ngu-president ngeyinye yezizathu encindezela abantu abangomama ukuthi babe yingxenye kulolukhetho.
Unkosazana Sichelesile Mahlangu onqobe esigabeni sephumula kobulawayo laye ukhala ngokwehla kwenani labesifazana abenelise ukuphatheka lokunqoba kukhetho lwalonyaka.
Nxa ngithi ngiyakhangela indlela omama okwenzakale ngakhona angilakujabula ngoba besikhangele ukuthi ngabe kuthiwa kumbe omama behlulekile ngabe sithole lobo mama bafika kumbe bo-90 but nxa ngikhangela sithole only 21 edalele ephalamende njalo even kuma-councils ethu omama babe balutshwane kakhulu ngingazi ukuthi omama besabeni kumbe kube yikhona okuyana esikujayeleyo ukuthi omama balokwesaba kumbe balokwethuselwa bahle bayesaba ukuthi baye phambili.
Umqondisi we-Girls Table inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo abasakhulayo unkosazana Samukeliso Chuma uthi abangene ngokuvotelwa edale bangamashumi amabili lanye.
Bakithi mina akula okuningi engingakutsho ngodaba lolu lokuthi kule nani elilutshwana inani labomama abakhethwe ukhetho oludlulileyo akumelanga lisethuse. This should not be shocking to us. Angeke sikhangele inani eliphezulu kubomama ephalamende amabandla ezombusazwe wona ehluleka ukubakhetha kuqhutshwa ama-primaries. We cannot start talking about women being elected into office when we failed to practice internal democracy within ama political parties. So amelanga kusethuse.
Inombolo ezikhulunywa unkosazana Chuma yizo njalo ezikhulunywa eZimbabwe Gender Commission njalo bathi basaphakathi kokuhlolisisa besebenza leZimbabwe Electoral Commission ukuthi batho ukuba abesifazana abanqobe ukukhetho lwekhansili bangaki ngoba okwamanje abakabi lenani lelo lonyaka abesifazana abangu 70 bangene bancintisa kuzihlalo ezingu 210 zedale lephalamende okuyisilinganiso sechumi lanye ekhulwini kuqathaniswa labesilisa abangu 637 ngo 2018 kwaba labesifazana abangu 237 okuba yisilinganiso sechumi lanye ekhulwini 14.4% kuthi abesilisa baba yi 1648 ngomnyaka ka 2018 kwaba lamabandla angu 55 angena kukhetho kuthi lonyaka kube langu 19 elilodwa lakhona limelwe ngunkosikazi Elizabeth Valerio obengwesifazana oyedwa phakathi kwabesilisa abalichumi njalo kanqobanga kulolu khetho. Ngimele umsakazi weStudio 7 kobulawayo ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Siyongena kusigaba esilandelayo siyosikhangela ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Umnumzana Robert Shonov wayesebenza esigodlweni sawolemelika kule-Russia okuthiwa wathapha imbiko yezomvikela okungekho emthethweni ube umiswe emthethwandaba namuhla. Elemelika lithi eleRussia libophe uShonov okungekho emthethweni. Lokhu kubikwa ngabezindaba abe-Reuters. Akwaziwa ukuba ukuphi omele ele-France kwele-Niger ulandela isinqumo sabathuthuna intambo zombuso ebathi kumele aphume aphele kulelo lizwe. Bayingcosana abantu abahlolwa amazinyo kabili ngomnyaka njengalokho okukhuthazwa ngabenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Dental Association ethi kuqakathekile ukwenza lokhu. Abantu abaningi bathi kabanelisi ukuya kubodokotela ngenxa yesimo esibi somnotho eZimbabwe. kubika uMark Peter Ntambe.
Unkosikazi Chetsa kaparole minyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisithupha uthi ngazihluphi lomndeni wakhe ukuyahlolwa amazinyo ngoba gabala mali. Lokhu kusekelwa ngumnumzana Innocent Denga laye othi ngazihluphi ngokuyahlolwa amazinyo njalo. Unkosikazi Charity Nemakonde ubusimo esifanayo.
Kunehamba vele sekungasayenzi ukuba lamazinyo amagams la kwabe sekuphuma amathumba.
Unkosikazi Lindiwe Sibanda uthi abantu abanengi baqhakathekisa ukuthenga ukudla hatshi ukuyahlolwa amazinyo.
Amazinyo vele aqhakathekanga nje. Baqhakatheka ngamazinyo sibili ngokuthi ngiyakwanisa ukuthi ngiphile lezinyo lami lebuhlungu kodwa ngisile. Ngizafuna ukukhipha la izinyo lami ngiphinde ngiswele ukudla futhi ngizalidla izinyo lami lankhona.
Udokotela Last Amandisho unobhala ejikelele wenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Dental Association uthi izifo eziphezulu ababhekana lazo kumsebenzi wabo zigoqela ukubola kwamazinyo. Okuyikho kubanga elikhulu ukwedlula okunye kulandelwa yikopha kwensini lokulimala emlonyeni.
Kuqakathekile ukuthi sikhuphe sisebenzisa i-toothbrush le-fluoride toothpaste eqondileyo.
Udokotela Amandishe uthi akumelanga abantu besebenzise okuvungula amazinyo ngoba kungaba yingozi.
That those things they damage your gums.
Lokhu kuyalimaza ama-gums. Kuphazamise lokulimaza amazinyo.
Uthi udubo lokulimala emlonyeni dental trauma ngolunye abahlangana labo kumsebenzi wabo.
Kusilinganiso ekhulwini singathi lolu dubo lukubanga lwe 60%.
Umnumzana Pride Shoniwa okhokhela inhlanganiso yePolite Africa uthi abantu bengameleli ukuhlaselwa yizifo zamazinyo.
So there are things that people should be doing that they need to practice and they must be practicing that, like maybe.
Okukhathekileyo yikufikela kulokuhlolwa lokwelatshwa ngamadentist.
Udokotela George Danda owelapha ngendlela yenaturopathy uthi bahlangana nabantu abasebenzisa indlela yendulo abathi ibelapha kakuhle. Uhlangothi lukahulumende olubona ngezempilakahle lubikwa lusahlola ukuthi baningi kanganani abantu elizweni abahlutshwa-ke yizifo zamazinyo. Ngimele iStudio 7 eHarare, nginguMark Peter Ntambe.
Amapolisa aqhubekela phambili egcwele endaweni eziningi zelizwe, ikakhulu emadolobheni. Kulandela ukwethula kwempumela yokhetho lukamongameli, iZANU-PF ithi amapolisa la ahlose ukuvikela uZulu. Kodwa amalunga amabandla aphikisayo athi lokhu kwenzela ukwethusela lokuhlukumeza abantu. Kubika uTaboka Ncube.
Ibandla leZANU-PF lithi ukugcwala kwamapolisa endaweni eziningi zelizwe akumangalisi. Isikhulumeli saleli bandla umnumzana Farai Marapira uthi umuntu owethuswa lipolisa ngumuntu olecala. Unobhala webandla leFreedom Alliance umnumzana Nhlanhla Moses Ncube uthi lonyaka iZANU-PF ayilathuba lokwenza ekufunayo.
Okuseleyo kwakhathi ezimbonathi kuza kuba nzima ukuthi iZANU yenze ekufunayo. Ikakhulu nxa kuyikuthi amazwe la abekhona inhlanganiso bezikhona osadik lezinye zilusolile ukhetho lolu, kutsho ukuthi ke isiguleka amadolo iZANU.
Ekhuluma le Studio 7 uFortune Mlalazi owebandla le-CCC uthe amapolisa ahamba ehlukumeza abantu.
Efaka amapolisa agcwele indawo zonke ahamba ezitritini ehlukumeza abantu. Khonokho kuvele kujwayelekile ukuthi uhulumeni akwenze ukuthi asebenzise amapolisa kunye ne-army ukuthi ahlukumeze abantu. Nguhulumende ovele ehlala evika ngamapolisa. Amapolisa apoliticized. Ngokusolayo kwenhlanhla yisona isimo saseZimbabwe. Uhulumende uyakwazi ispecializano PF ubana abantu bathukuthele emadolobheni, abantu bayafuthelana ngenxa yokutshontshwa kokhetho abakwenzileyo.
Kumbiko okutshe izolo esikhulumeni samapolisa eZimbabwe Republic Police, u-Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyathi uthe kulokuthula elizweni njalo amapolisa khona elungiselele ukuvikela uZulu. Ekhuluma le Studio 7 isikhulumeli sikamongameli welizwe umnumzana George Charamba uxwayise abantu ukuthi bengayengeki batshengisele njengoba belungiselele ukumisa lokhu. Usole njalo umbiko weSADC ngokhetho olusanda kuqhutshwa. Kusenjalo unobhala wenhlanganiso yabalwa impi eZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, umnumzana Douglas Maia, ekhuluma nentatheli izindaba eseHarare uthe umsebenzi wenhloli zokhetho ezeSADC ngokuhlola ukhetho kuphela, hatshi ukukhokhela lolu khetho. Wengeze esithi ilizwe leZimbabwe alingeke latshela okokwenza ngumuntu owehluleka ukukhokhela insonto. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseWashington DC, nginguTabo Kancube.
Manje sike sizwe ukuthi bathina abantu ngezokhetho olusanda kuqhutshwa kweZimbabwe.
Hayi, igama lami nguThabani Ngwenya. Impumelelo yokhetho, hayi, kunzima lokho, siyakubona kwenziwa kodwa ke. Singathi kunzima ngoba hey, asikazidida nathi ukuthi kathi intando yabantu yenziwa sekutheni, intando yabantu yenziwa nini. Ngoba lokho esikubonayo nathi hayi asikwazi. Sesifisa ukuthi ngabe uhulumeni ukhethwa ngendlela abantu abafisa ngayo kumbe abantu abazizwa ngayo bazikhethele uhulumeni wentando yabo. Kodwa lokho esikubonayo lamhlanje hayi kuyadanisa kakhulu. Kuyasidanisa kakhulu, asazi ukuthi lo kwenzayo kumbe uma kwenziwa yona izani uqobo. Bayasithanda, bayabathanda abantu beZimbabwe noma bayenzela, bayenza nje intando yabo abanandaba ukuthi abantu kweba yini ngoba kambe ngendlela nje abayenza ngayo kusho khona ukuthi kambe neSADC yanuchitha lolu khetho ngokuthi alwenziwe ngendlela eqondile, aluqhutshwa ngendlela eraiti. Okusho khona ukuthi iZimbabwe emveni kwalolu khetho oro kuwona la ma-result asekewa-announcile bayokuphuma na, bazokuphuma na kuSADC eze-region, bazophuma yini ngokuba le nto yabo ayikho. Inzima nje lento abasenzayo, ibuhlungu futhi isenza sizithole singazazi ukuthi kathi siqhubeke sinuthemba ukhetho noma size namanye ama-plans amasha angaphandle kokhetho ngokuba ukhetho ngathi akusebenzi lokho, akusebenzi. Asazi nje, asazi, sikhona nje asazi. Singuzulu weZimbabwe sibhekile, hayi kuyasidanisa kakhulu ukuthi uma uqeda ukuvota uvotile nawe ubhekile ukuthi nembala kuyona le ndawo, hayi akekho umuntu wonke uhluphekile sefuna utshintsho. Kodwa ubona utshintsho lwakhona lungafiki. Isabani engako okwenza ukuthi yona ifuna ukuhlala kuphela embusweni? Yini engako eyenzile ebantwini? Kanti kungangena omunye uhulumeni abe musha kade bonke ngamapati eZimbabwe, kambe ukhona ongafisa ukuthi iZimbabwe ingabi right? Asazi phela ngoba ayi le nto eyenzakayo lana. Hayi, ngiyabonga msakazi, ngiyabonga.
Yes, ulukandaba lokho ngokunye kwangikhona ke okukhulunywa ngabantu kuStudio 7. Sike sibone kuFacebook page yethu ye-VO Indebele ukuthi silani khonapha-ke. Siyabona ke ukuthi abantu baphosela sibili okuningi. Kulo senhlanhla Mathemba uthi kuzima kwele Zimbabwe asikwazi ukuthi siyaphephelaphi. Kuzobuya-ke uMakay Masuku la uthi yebantu sithole nzima asikwazi ukuthi kuyahamba njani elizweni lakwele Zimbabwe, singazani-ke sabhekwa impisi. Kuzobuya-ke uSandra Moyo uthi yamadoda lapha-ke siphakathi kwelitshe lembokodo kwethu okukhulu akula mkhosi. Kuzobuya-ke omunye laye uthi-ke ngu-Lawrence Nyoni uthi i-defense yamuzwa kakhulu. Ye, singakagqibi uhlelo lwethu namhlanje, sibe kwazi ukuthi ku-live talk namhlanje-ke sixoxa ngezokhetho ukuthi pho kuyiwa phambili kuya kwenziwani. Ye, singakagqibi uhlelo lwethu kodwa-ke sikhangele bezikhokhela. Kuyaxokozela kwele Zimbabwe kulandela impumela yokhetho echothozwa ngabaningi loba isekelwa ngumongameli Emerson Mnangagwa lebandla lakhe. Kuzokuthi amabandla ezombusazwe aphikisayo kwele Botswana selobele inhlanganiso ye-Southern African Development Committee besithi kumele kubizwe umhlangano omkhulu kukhulunywe ngokhetho lwakwele Zimbabwe. Siqhuba lapha uhlelo lwethu Oliver Lesa ngenjabulo ngumthembo osithembayo uGibbs Dube. Lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.